Hello, everybody. I'm Earl Merkel, host of the book here on Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. Tonight, once again, we'll bring you chapter segments that include audio essays from a lineup of fine writers who have submitted their works to us. Tonight, we'll feature an audio essay straight from the mean streets, written by farmer cop, farmer street journalist, and current best-selling author of the Harry Cork mystery series, Doug M. Cummings. We'll also have a short story contributed from Alan McCluskey, the critically acclaimed author of Boy and Girl, one that delves into the dark depths of psychology, Sigmund Freud, and bunny rabbits. In addition, we'll present a classic conversation with political commentator Ann Coulter, along with a challenge from me to the entire listening audience of the book with Earl Merkel to just hear the lady out, okay? During my life and writing career, I've met a number of law enforcement officers. Some have been less than cordial, like the riot gear-clad Illinois State Trooper who, as I knelt near their police line to focus on an oncoming wave of protest marchers back in my innocent youth as a journalist, casually backhanded his 3-foot hickory stick right into my lens, smashing it against my face. Others have been quite kind, such as the police officer who grabbed my collar and pulled me back into cover just before a small caliber bullet chipped the concrete wall where I had stood to survey a house where a double murderer was under siege. But they all have one characteristic. Despite having seen virtually everything, they tend to still see everything. The attention to detail is a professional job requirement, and sometimes, for any police officer, even a survival tool. That focus on the details is a quality that cops often share with good reporters and good authors. And that brings us to Doug M. Cummings, who was a good cop, a good reporter during a 25-year career covering Chicago's mean streets, and is today an exceptionally good author. Details? Doug's books are rich with them. And so is his audio essay here tonight. So here's Doug M. Cummings on the book with Earl Merkel.
Harry Cork found a cop car collective in front of the ruined bungalow. The house squatted in the middle of a block of beaten-down 1 and 1.5-story wood frames, a mile or so west of where the Kennedy Expressway crossed Diversey. Rain was falling, not the downpour from earlier, but an annoying summer shower, just enough to blur Harry's view through the government car's windshield. The drizzle also dimmed the illumination from the few working streetlights that had popped on with the encroaching darkness and gave a sense of soft-edged unreality to the scene. He knew that softness wouldn't last past the threshold of the house. In there was, he shook his head, put up the wall, dropped the shield into place. Whatever I find, he thought, it can't touch me. So reads the opening of my third crime novel, Easy Evil. I covered murders for more than 25 years as a TV and radio reporter. Before that, I worked a number of them as a deputy sheriff. Reporter or cop, you have to put your game face on when you deal with murder. In fact, you never know what to expect. There's nothing human beings can do to one another now that I haven't seen. Most vividly, I remember a robbery homicide I worked as a deputy. A 17-year-old gas station cashier had been shot and killed and lay on the floor. His boss got in my face because we weren't processing the scene quickly enough. Every minute we wasted, he told me, was money he wasn't making pumping gas. As a reporter, I went to a scene where a 15-year-old boy had been killed. Because they knew me, even though it broke every rule in the book, the cops let me up close to the body. He looked very small, curled in the dirt, like he'd just fallen off his bike and was taking a moment before getting up. "How long before you solve this?" another reporter asked. "Oh, we'll have an arrest in 24 hours. That was more than 15 years ago. The suspect is still at large. Whether in fiction or real life, details are what make a story come alive. A mother in a contentious divorce case drugged and then smothered her 3 kids. I made the mistake of looking into their backyard. A tricycle, a toy lawnmower, a couple of stuffed animals, a swing set with the seats slowly moving in the breeze. Details. I covered a case where a husband beat his wife to death with a baseball bat. In the driveway sat a car with Prevent Violence license plates and a bumper sticker that read, "Take it easy." The husband, police said, had just come home from an anger management class. Oh, and it was Mother's Day.
Doug M. Cummings is the creator of the Harry Cork series of crime novels, a series that includes Debtor by the Lake and Every Secret Crime. His latest novel, a Harry Cork mystery, titled Easy Evil.